I thought all the Gopas houses were not doing any activity. Only Nanda Maharaj's and Rohini's.
All Gopis working there. If they are very sorry, yet if they have to do something, household work, everything. But who is the original one? They are in dense forest, but their parents, their daughter-in-law, father-in-law, mother-in-law search. Here is our daughter-in-law. Here is our wives, they will search. So Jogmaya create another form of same gopis, and they are doing everything there. Grooming, doing everything.
So it was only Yashoda's and Rohini's houses where there was no cooking going on.
Many thousand, lakhs and lakhs of gopis there. Who is very near to dear, they are very sorry. Who is some far away, they are not so much sorrow. Like so they are, yet if they do anything, they have to do some work, sure. If anybody is very sick, yet you have to take something, you do something. Like manner, they have to do something. They have to nourish their children, their sister-in-law, father-in-law, mother-in-law, otherwise they will abuse them. And they are created another form by Jogmaya, so they are not so sorry, just like real one. Jogmaya create only Gopi's form, not Nandava, not Yashoda, another. So Nandava, Yashoda, Rohini, they are very sorry. But Jogmaya create only Gopi form who are very near and dear to Krishna, and they are living, after living of Krishna, in dense forest they are living. So my Gurudev explained today that we have to do some introduction for understanding this prem. What kind of introduction, what kind of platform we make our heart, then we can understand this love. Otherwise it is impossible. Then my explaining what is prem. Sarvatha dhamsa rahitam yadyapi dhamsa karani yad bhavo bandhanam juno saprima parikirtita. There is so many chance for destroying love, yet it will not be destroyed, it will increase again and again. It is called prem. Just like giving example here, yad bhavo bandhanam juno. When there is one young man and young lady, they are meeting together, but there is some chance for destroying, but yet it will not be destroyed any time, it will increase again and again. But in material world, it never be like so. If there is any chance for self-interest, then it may be destroyed. But for Krishna, it never be destroyed. Then I explain, in this world, somebody meeting together for marriage, some relationship with father and mother, father and son, mother and daughter. If there is any self-interest, then they leave son, daughter, or parents like so. So gopis are asking Uddhav, oh Uddhav, can you say why our love break? Uddhav, hearing, thinking, but could not reply because Uddhav don't know about the mood of gopis between Krishna and gopis, so he could not reply. But their prem never break. They are not meeting personally, outwardly, but they are meeting always internally, not externally, but internally. They are always thinking about Krishna, Krishna always thinking about gopis, and they are always thinking so immersed so much that they never forget Krishna. And this fact for Krishna also. So they are not meeting outwardly, but they are meeting internally. Then gopis put some example that, oh Uddhav, can you say that if any prostrate lady, if any man go to any prostrate lady, then she will take so many things from him, thereafter leave it, kicked out him. And upapati, just like prostrate lady, they can keep taking everything. Just like Ajamil, Billa Mangal, from Ajamil they take everything like so. And Bhikaru is beggar, he used to begging. When householder gives something, then he'll leave. He'll not stay there anymore. And for student, when he learning something, thereafter he will leave, just like primary school. We read there, that we leave primary school, we went high school or college. We never came to meet with our primary teacher. So Gopi is putting so many examples. But our relationship between Krishna and ourselves, not like so. Yet why our love is break here? Someone explaining here that avas of love, avas means, what is English term?
Means
shadow.
But not shadow, I forget the avas, term of avas. English. The shadow of this bhav, we have to practice in sadhana stage. We have to do and apply this for Gurudev at first. If Gurudev rebuke us or beat us, we never leave Gurudev, yet we shall have to serve him. Otherwise, oh, I have came here leaving my parents, leaving service, leaving a business, everything. Oh, Gurudev is rebuking me, beating me. I should not stay with Gurudev. I can leave any moment. It is not proper system. So you have to apply these things and practicing all these things in sadhana stage to Gurudev. My putting example here, just like when Krishna went for learning, then Sandipani Muni sent Krishna and Sudama for bringing, wife of Sandipani sent Krishna and Sudama for bringing wood, dry wood. But Krishna and Sudama never told, never replied that their time is about night and this heavy shower, maybe there is chance heavy shower of rain, we should not go. They never told like so. Thereafter, Upamannu, sent by his Gurudev for making some wall between field, then rain could not go flow from one field to another field. Then it's very good for cultivating. He want to check the water, but he could not check. So he lie down there. When Gurudev came, asked him, "Oh, Upamannu, where you are? Then she replied in very lean voice, "Oh, Gurudev, I am here. Why, what you are doing? I try at my best to check the water, I am failure, so I engage myself for checking the water." Then Gurudev came and blessed him. Then all Vedas and all Shastras manifest in your heart. Immediate, everything manifest in his heart. And Krishna and Sudama, Sandipani bless them. Then Krishna learned 64 kinds, 4 types of arts in 64 days. Yet Krishna is Supreme God, yet he is doing Naralila, just like human beings. So we have to learn everything like human beings. Aruni, his Gurudev used to send him for cow grazing and order him. Yet he is fatty. Then ask him, "Why you are fatty?" Then he replied, "When I became hungry, then I take milk from cow's paw." But don't do so. "Yes, Gurudev, I should not do anymore. I should not take milk from cow anymore." Then, "Yes, he's fatty." Then we ask after some days, "Why you are so fatty? Not little anything." Then he replied, "When calves used to take milk, then so many foam come out from toward both sides of the calf, from mouth of calf. I take the foam and use it." But don't do so. It is just like butter. Why you doing so? My calf will be very lean and thin. Oh, I should not do anymore. Thereafter, one day he became very hungry. There's some plant. He take the leaf of the plant, and if you break the leaves, there is some just like milk. But it is somewhat poison. So he became blind, and when he was coming, he could not see, so he fell on the well. Gurudev searching here and asking, where is Aruni, where is Aruni? He replied, I am on the well. Well, how he came well? Then he replied, when I became hungry, I could not take milk, could not take foam from calf's mouth because it is your order. So I take the milk of this plant. So I became blind, so I fell down here. Then Gurudev bless him, all Vedas Shastra manifest in his heart. So we have to practice this, and we have to apply this for Gurudev, and we have to everything. We have to do everything with according to Gurudev's order. If Gurudev will be satisfied, then we can increase our devotion very easily. It is only general thing, these three examples. But Krishna and Sudama, this example not so ordinary but extraordinary. Yet another thing is very ordinary. But prem is so high, more than these three examples. And this love will start from Shraddha. Thereafter, gradually, Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajan Kriya, Anarthanibritti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, thereafter Prem. So it will start from Shraddha. Gopis became restless for Krishna, and they are discussing everything about Krishna. They are telling that if Krishna forget us, we can forget him also, why not? But they want to forget, but they could not forget Krishna. They are always discussing about Krishna only, nothing else. And they become so much restless. But in stage of love, none can be so restless. So their stage more than love. What? Sneha, man, pranay, rag, anurag, like so. High stage. My explaining here, what is sneha? When anyone see Krishna, then he's utterly melted. This is called sneha. Sneha is two type. One is ghrita sneha, another is madhu sneha. Ghrita sneha means just like ghee, and madhu sneha means just like honey. Ghee has no sweet taste. If you put sugar or any sweetie thing, then it will be sweetie. But for honey, it is natural sweet. So here, Ghrita sneha means that I am of Krishna or I am Krishna's. It is called Ghrita sneha. And Madhu sneha, Krishna is mine. Krishna is mine, it is Madhu sneha, and I am of Krishna, it is called Ghrita sneha. Ghrita sneha. Ghrita means ghee. And Madhu means honey. So Srimati Radha Thakurani. Sneha is two types. One is Ghrita sneha, another is Madhu sneha. We explained as before, Ghrita sneha means, Ghrita means ghee. Ghee has no taste, sweet taste. If we put mix sugar or candy, anything, then it will be sweetie. And madhu means honey. It has natural own taste. Ghrita means I am of Krishna, and madhu sneha means Krishna is mine. Srimati Radha Thakurani and her group, Lalita Visakha, they thought Krishna is mine. they have so many possession to Krishna, that Krishna is mine. If I saw Krishna, I can make dance Krishna. What I want, we can do so. Because Krishna is ours. They are, Sneha is Madhusneha. And Chandravali and her groups, they thought, we are of Krishna. So they are called Ghritasneha. So Madhusneha is more powerful than Ghritasneha. So Krishna is more controlled by Srimati Radha Thakurani more than Chandravali. Because Radhika Sneha is more powerful. But the position of Gopi is more higher than Sneha. When Sneha became more dense, D-E-N-C,
thick.
When Sneha will be more thick, and sometime then prem will break, but yet it will be more increase. It is called bhav. It is called man. Thereafter, when man will be more thick, it will be pranay. When pranay will be...
Yes, the word is intense, it becomes more intense.
Yes, when pranay will be more intense, then it will be pranay. When pranay will be more intense, it will be rag. Thereafter, rag, anurag. Anurag change into bhav, change into... and bhav into mahabhav. Then in Sikshastak one slope, Jugaitam Nimisena Chaksusa Prabhisaitam Sunnaitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahenami. This is the symptom of Anurag. And Srila Gurudev explained here that Javadasra Vritti and Sasangvedya Dasa. Irpari Ascharki Javadasra Vritti. In the stage of Anurag, Gopis thought, I never seen Krishna. I am seeing Krishna just now. Every moment they sing Krishna, they realize Krishna new and new. Prasad Prabhu, ठीक है ठीक हो रहा है कि कुछ गलत कह रहा हूँ? So they are thinking, I never seen Krishna. Just we have seen another. Change their mood. Oh, I have not seen him. I am seeing just now, like so. The symptom of Anurag. Srila Maharaj explained before. One day, Srimati Radhika told Lalita Devi and Visakha, we should leave up my body. Then they asked, why? What happened? According to Indian culture, one lady can offer herself only with one male, not so many males. So I offered my mind for three males. One time I heard the sound of sweet flute, then I offered my mind this person. Stop. Another time, Chitra Sakhi shows, paint one picture. Seeing the picture, I dedicated myself the lotus feet of that person. And another time, I seen one who playing flute and Krishna by name under Padam tree. So I surrendered myself, dedicated myself three another person. So I should not live anymore, because it is just opposite to Indian culture. Then Lalita and Visakha make her console. Oh, why you are thinking so? Well, Lalita, you could understand my mood. How unhappy I am. Because according to Indian culture, if any lady surrender herself, so many persons, So you have to die immediate. Otherwise, you will be prostrate lady. So I don't live anymore. Then Lalita Visakha, don't worry. You know who play on flute and whom you have seen under Kodam tree playing on flute and the picture made by Chitra, both are same, both are one, not more than one. Who play on flute, he was Krishna. Whom you have seen under Kodam tree playing on flute, he is Krishna. And the picture of the person made by Chitra is Krishna, one person. So you dedicated yourself, lotus feet of Krishna, not other than Krishna. So don't worry, don't think about living your life. So this is a symptom of anurag. At that time, I'll explain about javadasraya vritti. Javadasraya vritti means asraya, that is two things, asraya and visaya. Visaya is Krishna and asraya is devotee. Dasa, Sokho, Vatsala, Madhu, they are asraya and Krishna is visaya. But everything, there is some level. When it going beyond level, Hare Krishna Dandavat Maharaj Ji. Beyond level, there is no chance increasing more. Yet it increases more and more. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, one slok is there. Viburapi kalayan sadavi vriddhim gururapi gaurava charjyabihina murapachiti vakrimapi suddho jayati muraddisi radhikanuraga. Radhika's anuraga is so high. There is no chance increasing more, yet it is increasing again and again. There is some stage, some level for asraya vritti, yet it will increasing. At that time, prem is main thing there. Prem make dance to Krishna and gopis. Prem is prominent there. The Rayamada Sangvad, when Mahaprabhu told yo bhajyo, it is external, that it is yo hoy, that it is uttam. At last, Raghunanda make here one slok composed by himself. Pahilai raga nayana bhanga velo. There is one line, naso naman no saramani. Then they could not understand themselves, they are male or female like so. The only prem is there. At the stage of javadasraya vritti, only prem is there. And prem is make dance Krishna and gopis and they are feeling prem only. Now Maharaj put one slok from Srimad Bhagavatam, first slok from first canto Srimad Bhagavatam. Janamadasya jato annayaditaratas charthesa vigyo sarat tene brahma hridadi kave muyanti yat suraya tejo bari mridam yatha vinimayoti sargo jatram mrisa dhamna sena sadani rasakuvakam sattang parang dhimahi. Is general meaning janmadasya jato. Janma means creation and adi means etc. That means situation and
maintenance and destruction.
And destruction. But my explanation here is deep meaning that by prem, adharas, that means singaras create by prem. That means creation, prem, love, give birth of adharas and singaras. Then Maharaj explained everything about love there. Annaya vatirekabhyam, there is one slog, there is one word, annayaditarato. Sometime annayad means direct, vatirek means indirect. Direct means with meeting and indirect means due to separation. The increasing love. Prem have also two stage, one is meeting, another is separation. If there is no meeting, no chance of separation, which one is first? Meeting is first, or separation is fast, none can say. If there is no meeting, no chance of separation, yet in separation we have seen, just like in Purvaraga of Gopis, during Venugit, they have not yet meeting yet, why separation come? So none can say separation is fast or meeting is fast. But for sadhak stage, we have to follow separation more than meetings. But if anyone say that separation is best thing, separation is superior and meeting is inferior, it is not correct. Meeting is superior. Srila Rupa Goswami Pada explained in his Ujjal Nilmani, and Srila Chakravarti Jiva Goswami explained everything there, that meeting is best. Because all Sakhis, they want to, always they are trying how we can make meeting with Radha and Krishna. If separation will be best, then why they are trying so much? In Guru Vastak also, that Nikunja Juno Roti Keli Siddhai Ja Jali Vijukti Rapekshaniya Tatrati Daksadati Vallavasya Vande Guru Sri Charana Ravindam. So Chakravarti Thakur is telling that Nikunja Juno means the conjugal love. The Gurudev always discussing with another Sakhis how they can meet them always. So meeting is superior, and separation matured or nourish meeting. So if anybody think that separation is best, meeting is not, it is not so good, it is inferior, their idea is not so good. That means they never read about Rupa Goswami and the commentary of Jiva Goswami and Chakravarti Thakur of Ujjal Nilmani. I have seen, we have heard 2 years back, and somebody remarked against Maharaj that Maharaj don't know about Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami. So Maharaj explained that meeting is best. But they never read Ujjal Nilmani with commentary of Jiva Goswami and Chakravarti Thakur. I don't want to say name, but you can think. And there is one word, Sarat, in this slope. Sarat means independent. Just Krishna is independent, Prem also independent. Why independent? If he want, he can manifest anybody's heart. Where he will be manifest and when, there is no certainty. Any place he can manifest himself. So Prem is independent, so it's called Sarat. Then Maharaj explained, and how bhakti will come in our heart. So Maharaj touched about Madhurya Kadambini is one point. Madhurya Kadambini is one point touch kullen. Bhakta sanjataya bhakti. By bhakti, bhakti will come. Then Gurudev explained how it is possible. Then it, bhakti will come through Krishna, but no. If it will come through Krishna, then what is the meaning of pakshapat? If anybody takes one side, leaving another side, pakshapat in his kimbhuya. Partiality, yes. If we think that bhakti will come through Krishna, it will be partiality. Because Krishna giving bhakti one person, not another person, so everybody blame Krishna that he has some partiality to this devotee. So bhakti will come through Uttam Bhagavat, it is impossible. Because if we mercy, any bestow his mercy to any devotee and not for another devotee, then everybody will blame him that he has some partiality. So it will come through Madhyam Bhakta. He has 4 qualities. Prema, Maitri, Kripa, Apeksha. Prem means love, love for God, friendship, same level with devotee, Kripa, who is inferior to him, for mercy with him, and Upeksha, neglect him, who is backward to Krishna, who is opposite to Krishna. Then, well, no, he will not do so. If Krishna has devotion, then Krishna can do so. Devotion means the sar and substance of Sambhit Shakti and Ladini, it is called bhakti. So Krishna have all these things, so bhakti came from Krishna and he bestowed his mercy through Madhyamadhikari. Bhakti is the sar and essence of Sambhit and Ladini. So Sambhit and Ladini in Krishna's heart, so it is coming from Krishna's heart but through Madhyamadhikari. Then I explain about Madan, Mohan and Madan means during meeting. It is called Madan in Mahabhava stage. During separation, it is called Mohan. And in Mohan, this Dibba Unmad. Dibba Unmad means madness. And why the word Dibba? Dibba means alaukik. Means aprakita, means transcendental madness. It has so many stages. Dhuma is just like if you put fire in wood, the smoke will come. So at first Dhumait, thereafter some flame, it is called Jolita, Dipta, thereafter Suddipta, Pradipta. So Srimati Radhika stage in Pradipta. So Radhika was lying down on the bed of petals, lotus petal. One bamboo came there. She thought there is lotus. Maharaj explained here, the lotus feet of Radhika and lotus hand of Srimati Radhika is more fragrant and more cool and more soft, or lotus is more fragrant and more soft like so. No, Srimati Radhika's lotus feet and lotus hand more soft, more fragrant than original lotus flower. So Bambubi want to sit on the lotus feet of Srimati Radha Thakurani. Seeing the Bambubi, Radhika is telling Madhubakita Bandho. This is the Bhramar Gita first slok. Madhub means who drinks wine. It's called Madhub, wine, yes. And if he who drinks the honey of flower, it's called Madhub also. For Bambubi, who takes, who drinks honey of flower, Madhub. But who drinks wine, it is called Madhub. Oh, you are Madhub. You are Kitab. Kitab means cheater. Srila Chakravarti Thakur mercifully explaining us that this Bambubi, not other than Krishna. Krishna came on shape of this form. Radhika is telling, oh, you don't know Karsi? Why you came like so? Your mustache, there is some red color. Oh, I know. From where you have get this red color? This kumkum. You don't know how? Krishna meet with Jadav's wives. So they have kumkum, red color in their breast. And Krishna's Banamala, it is Bilulita. Bilulita means some half-mast due to meeting. So when Krishna meet with Jadav's wives, then their body's kumkum came touch with Krishna's Banamala, and you take your seat there on Banamala. So kumkum came in your mustache. He said, no, Samini, no, no, it is my natural. Set up. I know everything. We are well known to Krishna. Not telling name Krishna, but we are well known to him. So don't say any more. If he'll go in the meeting of Jadus, they will beat him bitterly. Because they thought, oh, he is not married yet. How it's came in there in his Banamala? Surely he meet our wives. So they are always with sword and stick they will beat him bitterly. So beware. And you are inauspicious. Don't touch me, don't touch my feet. Why inauspicious? You drink wine so much. Oh, you are coming from Madhupuri. Madhupuri means the store of wine. So you are coming from there. And who sent you? I know. Oh, you are coming from Madhupati, the owner of the wine shopkeeper of the wine. Oh, you are coming from there. They want to say that Krishna is Madhupati, that he has big shop, wholesale shop of wine. You are coming from there. So you are inauspicious. I am auspicious. Don't touch my feet. Don't touch my feet. The black bamboo came near lotus feet of Radhikadi again and again. No, no, go. Go from here. Better you can go Mathura. There's so many Yadavswaibs. Somebody will do man, then make him please. Then anybody will do man, then he make her please. Like so, then you have so many jobs. Better you can go there. Don't come here. After time passed, then I shall explain it tomorrow again, like so. If there is mistake, please excuse me. Bancha Galvataru Bhastakripa Sindhu. After prem, sneha, man, pranoy, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. And sometime, this prem, sneha, pranoy, after man. Sometimes, generally, man is before after pranoy. Sometimes, pranoy is before after man. Explain pranoy, but which man explain? He explain only these things only. After prem, sneha, man, pranoy. Sometime prem, pranoy before the after man, like so. What is your question? No, no. It is never written by Rupa Goswami or other Goswamis. বলছে যে বলেছে যে বিরহে ভালো কথা উনি বলছেন বিরহে অনেক কৃষ্ণকে দেখি এখানে মিটিং এ বলে একজন কৃষ্ণকে দেখি
হু টোল্ড
দেন ইউ ক্যান শো মি এনি আদার ডে যাচ্ছি